创世纪二十二章。
My brothers and sisters, please turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章，我们从第一节读到第十八节。
Genesis chapter 22, we'll read from verses 1 through 18.
创世纪二十二章第一节，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”
Chapter 22, verse 1. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”
He said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah.And offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
亚伯兰清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也撇好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him.
到了第三日，亚伯罕举目远远地看见那地方。
On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance.
亚伯罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”
Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you."
亚伯罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火。与刀与十二人同行。
Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife, so the two of them walked on together.
以撒对他父亲亚伯兰说：“父亲啊！”亚伯兰说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”
Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father, and he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
亚伯兰说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔与十二人同席。”
Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯兰在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood, and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
亚伯兰就伸手拿刀要杀他儿子。
Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯罕，亚伯罕。”他说：“我在这里。”
But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham!" And he said, "Here I am."
天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的人，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。”
He said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him."For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
亚伯兰举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯兰就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught up in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son.
亚伯兰给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日，人还说在耶和华山上必有预备。
Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided."
那耶和华以勒这个小词告诉我们说，它意思就是耶和华必预备。
And the Chinese translation has an extra clause here in saying that in the mount of the Lord it will be provided.
耶和华使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯兰说
Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven.
耶和华说你既行了这事不留下你的儿子就是你独生的儿子我便指着自己起誓说
And said by myself I have sworn declares the Lord because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son your only son
论父我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上星海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies.
并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
请再翻到希伯来书十一章。
Let's now turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章十七节到十九节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verses 17 to 19.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son.
论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
It was he to whom it was said, In Isaac your descendant shall be called.
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他儿子来。
He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received them back as a type.
好，我们最后再翻到那个撒母耳记第一章。
And lastly, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章二十。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 27 to 28.
我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了。
For this boy I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition which I asked of him.
所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华，于是在那里敬拜耶和华。
So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
圣经的暂时读到这里，请低头有点祷告。
This will conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们感谢你在你复活早晨，我们一同聚在你圣的座前。
Lord, we thank you that on this resurrection morning, you once again gather us before your throne.
我们感谢你，因着你从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们今天有这个生命，叫我们今天有一个活泼盼望，能为此侍奉，侍立在你面前，更多的仰望你。
Lord, we thank you because you were raised from the dead and have given us this resurrection life so that we can have this living hope as we gather before you.
我们感谢你，因为你常常借着你话更多引导我们在地上的道路。
We thank you because you also use your word to lead us while we are on this earth.
因此早晨我们实在需要更多你怜悯，当我们一同等候仰望的时候，把我们的你的话再次说在我们心中。
So that this morning we indeed ask for your mercy that when you speak that your word may indeed reach our hearts.
许多话似乎是熟悉，但是需要你更多把这些话借圣灵更新上里面，好像真的听见你的声音。
Even if these words are familiar, we ask that the Holy Spirit may give us revelation so that these words become new in our hearts.
因着你恩典，能够有一个顺从的心来跟随你。
And by your grace, may we have an obedient heart to follow after you.
我们更需要你宝血来遮蔽、来遮盖我们。
We need your precious blood to cover us.
因为在这里，每一个凭着自己都是靠耶稣的血，能够来到神的面前，来到父的面前，来亲近他。
Because no one by their own strength can approach the Father except through the blood of Christ.
我们同在你面前等候仰望，向耶和华祷告。
So we gather here today and we wait for you. May you please accept our prayer.
我靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in our Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们早上继续来看亚伯拉罕在信心生活上的一个试验。
So today we'll continue to look at the trial of Abraham's faithful life.
我们知道亚伯拉罕信心的生活呢，是从他蒙召的时候就开始的。
We know that this new life of Abraham began when he received this promise.
所以希伯来书十一章那里告诉我们说，因着信亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候就遵命出去往神所要得为的义去。
So that's why Hebrews says, by faith Abraham went out to the land that God had promised him.
所以神亚伯拉罕知道神呼召他的目的乃是要在那里要得着一块地成为他的产业。
So Abraham knew that God's calling entailed him receiving this land that was to be inherited by him.
我们说那一块地就是指的那个迦南地来说的。
And we know that this land refers to Canaan.
但是当他出去的时候，还不知道往哪里去。
But and he went out not knowing where he was going.
他知道他要到那一块神所应许要给他那块地去。
He knew that he was to go out to a place that was promised to him by God.
但他却不知道这一条路到底怎么样走才能够走到那个地，走到那目的地。
But he did not know what the road would look like to reach destination.
因为这是一条未曾走过的道路。
Because this was a path that was not previously traveled before.
所以这也是说到是一个信心的道路。
So we can say that this is a path of faith.
所以他需要神的引导，他也需要相信神来信从神来跟从神，才能走到那个目的地，走到迦南地。
He needed God's guidance, and he needed to obey and follow after the Lord to reach this destination.
所以我们看见，当亚伯蒙召说他是因着信心而出去，他走这一条道路的时候，他一直在信心里面在学习。
So we see that when Abraham was called, he went by faith, and he was growing in this faith.
所以你知道这是一个信心的一个试验。
So we know that this is a faithful trial.
因为信心实在是要经过试验。
Because faith needs to go through tests.
借着这些试验呢，就显明我们人里面真实的光景是怎样。
Because by testing, then we can see the true condition of our faith.
也借着试验呢，要经到神是信实、是可靠的。
And by through these tests, they can see that God is faithful.
借这个信心的试验，也叫人的信心更能纯净、更坚定不移的依靠相信神。
And through these tests, that their faith may be made more pure and strong.
所以创世记十二章，当亚伯拉罕来到迦南地的时候
，So in chapter 12, when Abraham went to Canaan,
他头一次遇到头一次神给他一个信心的考验，信心的试验。
There was a test of faith.
乃是遭遇到饥荒。
That there is a famine in the land.
饥荒就是说到个生活问题。
Because famine represents an issue in life.
神把他带到迦南地的时候，头一个他面对的居然是一个生活的问题。
Because when he came to the promised land, he encountered this issue of life.
这是人很实际的一种问题。
And this is a very real issue.
我每天都需要吃，需要喝。
Because every day we need to eat and drink.
是我们看见神给我们试验，还不是很让我们遇到很大灾难、很大苦难，叫我们能信心受到一个试验。
So we see that this was a real issue that tested Abraham's faith.
神给我们一些信心的试验，常常在我们平常生活里面，天天可以遇见的事情。不是很大事，都是很平凡的事情。
And God often tests us in very normal aspects of life.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕的遇见饥荒的时候，他头一个反应就是到埃及去求帮助。
And so when Abraham saw that there was a famine in the land, his first thought was to go down to Egypt.
埃及是个丰富之地。
Because Egypt was a land of abundance.
埃及在圣经里面是一个代表，预表到一个世界的丰富。
Because Egypt represented the abundance of the world.
So we see that when Abraham was in the midst of famine, he was not by faith in the Lord, waiting for God's help.
So we see that when Abraham encountered this famine, he did not turn to the Lord to rely on Him. Rather, he sought the aid of the world.
So, So
he went down to Egypt, and even though his issue might have been addressed,
但是因为到埃及去，结果他真说了一个谎。
But because he went to Egypt, he said these words.
他受了法老的责备。
He told a lie to Pharaoh.
受到羞辱，然后法老就把他送走了。
And received shame and was sent away.
可以说法老就把他驱逐出去了。
And we can say Pharaoh kicked him out, escorted him away.
这是神头次给他一个管教。
And this is the first instruction that.
So we see Abraham
Abraham failed this test of faith.
In
chapter
13,
he encounters a second test.
When he from Egypt came back to Canaan, he was with his servant Lot for the issues of food. God gave him a second test.
When he returned to the promised land, there was.He had to address the situation with Lot, his nephew.
感谢神，这一次的试验，亚伯拉罕经到信心的得胜。
But thank the Lord that Abraham emerged victorious in this test.
我相信他从第一次失败里面，他得到学到一些功课。
Because it's as if he learned his lesson from the first test.
他不再凭自己。
He no longer relied on himself.
所以他让罗德先拣选他所要的。
So he let Lot first pick the land that he wanted.
亚伯拉罕他没有凭自己的眼光来做判断，来做选择。
Abraham did not rely on his own sight to make that decision.
而是照着神的吩咐，照着神的指示去看。
but rather he looked at the fullness of the Lord to make a decision that way. And this decision, you can say, was God's decision for him. And so in this, he emerged victorious. And because of this decision, this choice, God gave to him even more blessings.
神在那里对他说,
and the Lord said to Abraham,
凡你所看见的一切地我都要赐给你和你的后裔,
for all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth. So this is a clause that was not included in the first time God gave Abraham his
blessing.
So we see that when man commits himself to God and learns after him, then God will give him more blessing. And these promises will become even more. Because he relied and trusted in the Lord. He no longer made any choices by his own vision. So those who blessed are those who trust in the Lord.
So
when we encounter issues in life, if we commit ourselves to the Lord and learn from Him, then we will see more blessing from Him. And so now we will skip a few chapters to reach chapter 22.
22章呢是圣经中是个非常重要的一章。
Chapter 22 is a very important chapter in the Bible.
英国那个解经王子摩根，他有一本书《圣经中的大章》。摩根，解经王子，Prince
of Prince of Expositors has a book in England.
对，那本书呢列举的圣经有49章是被称为
And that book regards 49 chapters as great chapters. And because there are great spiritual principles within them. So for example, Genesis chapter 1 is a great chapter. Because it showed how God created the heavens and the earth. And Genesis chapter 3 is a big, great chapter. Because we saw how man fell and received the judgment of God. So these great chapters illustrate the spiritual principle. So then why is chapter 22 regarded as a great chapter? Because there is a spiritual principle behind this
law.
Because this talks about God's salvation
work.
And we will share on this near the end of this message. So chapter 22 starts off by saying, now came about after these things.
这些事是指的什么事呢?
What do these things refer to?
当然很显然,这些事是指的前面所记载那些事情。
These things refer to the things recorded prior to this chapter.
我们翻到创世纪15章一开头说,在那里也告诉我们说,这些事以后。
Chapter 15 also begins by saying, after these things.
然后底下就记载亚伯许多事情。
And then it records many things that Abraham had done.
然后记载到21章末了,22章开头说,又说这些事以后。
And then at the conclusion of chapter 21, 22 starts off by saying, after these things.
所以这些事呢,是包括15章以后所记载到21章这一段的内容里面。So
after these things encompasses everything from chapter 15 to chapter 21.
但是我们去读这七章圣经里面,我们看见那里记载神在亚伯和神之间许多事情,特别讲到神要赐给他一个儿子。
And between chapters 15 and 21, many things are written, especially regarding the promise of a son to Abraham. And how this promise of a son was fulfilled. And within those seven chapters, we also see moments of weakness in Abraham. But Abraham, even though he received this promise, did not have the patience for it, so went and gave birth to Ishmael.
但是在这些事当中也记载他如何在那里为索多玛、恶摩拉里面的义人祷告。
And he also showed it also records how he prayed for the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah.
他和以神同行。
And how he walked with God.
他和神之间有个非常亲密的关系。
And how he had this close, intimate relationship with God.
在这些事里面也记载，他自己本身还不能够生育，结果他还能够为那个一个外邦人的王家里的妇人，那些不生育的妇人祷告。
And how he also prayed for a Gentile king.
使他们能够生育。
So that they could receive life.
所以从这些事里面，我们看见亚伯拉罕在那里的确是经历到神，实在是那位使无病有的神。
And so we see how God was present in all aspects of Abraham's life.
他在经历到神是那使人复活的神。
And he saw how God is the one who raised people from the dead.
因为亚伯拉罕实在是就像一个死掉了的，因为他到了已经不能再生育的时候。
Because Abraham himself seemed to reach this point of death, being a
hundred years old.
And because of this promise of God, he knew that he would have a son.
So, 经过这许许多事情，经过许许多信心上的学习功课，有失败，也有得胜的一个经历。
So he had many lessons to learn, and he also had many victorious moments.
然后好像亚伯拉罕。 在一个属灵信心的程度，已经到了一个情形，到一个光景，神可以再来给他一个更大的信心的试验。
And so his level of faith has reached a point where now God is willing to give him another test.
底下就说神要试验亚伯拉罕，要叫他把他的儿子以撒献为燔祭。
And so God tested Abraham and told Abraham to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice.
这是一个非常严厉的一个试验。
And this is a very serious test. This is not a normal test. Because he is to offer up his only son whom he loves, Isaac, as a burnt offering.
弟兄姊妹，我们读这一段圣经，我想很多弟兄姊妹读到这一段的时候，常常会不明白，常常会觉得怎么有可能这样事情发生呢？
And brothers and sisters may often read this and say, how could this be? How could this happen?
怎么神是这样为神呢?
How can God be like this?
许多不信的朋友读到这段的话，真是也没办法接受，这么神怎么是这样那么残忍的神，居然要亚伯拉罕把他儿子献为燔祭。
And many non-believers also read this and they can't read anymore. They will say, how can God be so cruel that to make a father kill his only son?
我们在知道这立位记里面有五个祭，头一个祭就是燔祭。
We know that in Leviticus there are different offerings, and the first is the burnt offering.
燔祭是个全人的奉献,
and it is a complete sacrifice.
是把祭完全烧在祭坛上,
it's completely burn something at the altar.
目的是要寻求得到神的喜悦,
and it's to please the Lord.
所以这是一个非常厉害的试验。
And so this is a very serious test.
世人无法明白为什么神做这样的事情。
And worldly men have no idea how to comprehend this. And I will also share on this later on. You know that Isaac was the promised son to Abraham.
的确，当他年老没有办法生育的时候，撒拉也是断了生育的，不能再生育，就像一个死掉的人，居然神从他身上能够生出一个儿子来。
And Abraham was as good as dead as he was about 100 years old, and Sarah's womb was also dead. And this Isaac was supposed to receive the inheritance of the father. And in Isaac, Abraham's descendants will be as plentiful as a number of stars on the sky and sand in the
sea.
But here God says to offer up his son as a burnt offering.
那神应许怎么成就呢?
And so if Isaac was offered up as a burnt offering, how will the promises of God
come to pass?
Because these promises towards his descendants will be accomplished in Isaac. If Isaac is dead, how can they be accomplished? And so all these things could have given Abraham much thought that he could have took before the Lord. We see here Abraham did not seem to consider such things and ask why. Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and went to the place of which God
had spoken.
So we see here a complete obedience from Abraham. We have a hymn, Trust and Obey. So what immediately follows after faith is obedience. Faith and obedience is often kindled together. So that's why the Hebrew says, by faith, Abraham offered up Isaac.
所以在这里他之所以把他儿子献在燔祭坛上是因着信息。
So Abraham offered Isaac up on an altar out of faith. He was completely obedient to God's command. And so they went to the place of which God had told them, and on the third day, Abraham saw the place from a
distance.
And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey, and I will the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return. And we know that the Bible often uses this third day as a representation of the resurrection. So we see that Abraham, as he was journeying to this place, took one day, 2 days. And I believe that this first day and second day was also a great testing for Abraham. Because during the journey there, Abraham could have felt regret on the first day or the second day. He could have turned around and went back. But thank God, not only did he go through the first day and second day,
来到第三天,
but he came to the third day. So we say that his faith experienced his resurrection power. Because on the third day, his faith was unshaken. Because this was a faith that had resurrection power, that had this great confidence.
常常我们说有信心,
so brothers and sisters may often say that they have faith and this is a good thing to have.
但信心是要经过试验的,
but faith needs to go through testing.
也许一天你可以仍然有信心,
and testing of time, and on the first day you may have faith after a week. You may have faith after a year.
但是经过一年以后，这个信心是不是还在那里呢？
But after a year, is your faith still there?
所以时间常常是神考验我们一个工具，一个方法。
So time is often a tool that God uses to test our faith.
只有经过第三天，来到第三天的时候，那个信心才是一个真的信心。
Because only on the third day is that faith a true faith.
因为这个信心是一个活的信心，这个复活生命的一个信心。
Because this is a living faith, a resurrected faith.
所以刚刚看见神所指示那个地方的时候，他就对他父说：“你在这里等一等，我这个和这个童子到那里去拜拜，我就回到这里来。”
So that's why Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I with the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you."
他说我去拜一拜就回到这里来。
He says, we will worship and return to you.
我们常常很喜欢说到这个拜敬拜这个词。
We often like to talk about this word worship.
特别今天年轻人更喜欢用敬拜这个词。
And even, especially the younger people today, they love to use this word worship.
所以年轻人常说我们需要用许多乐器我们可以敬拜神。
They may often say we need to use many different instruments in order to worship.
人想到敬拜的时候，以为是好像在宗教活动里面有一种动作，就是敬拜。
And people often associate worship with some action or some activity.
或是说做一些事情是有敬拜。
Or in other words, they have to do something in order to worship.
我曾好久之前曾带过机会，他们在那边领会说，我们现在是用诗歌来敬拜神。
And I went to an assembly before, and the leading person said that we will now worship with hymns.
然后要祷告说我们现在用祷告来敬拜神。
And then when it came to a time of prayer, they said we will now worship with prayer.
等一下讲到他说我们现在是用信息来敬拜神。
And then they would say we will now worship through the message.
什么是敬拜呢？
But what is worship?
我们看有些宗教，他们是五体趴在那五体，就是趴在那五体投地。
Some religions see worship as a bowing and laying themselves on the floor.
他们说他们在敬拜。
And they said that they are worshiping.
弟兄姊妹，什么是敬拜呢
？But brothers and sisters, what is worship?
我们刚刚读到撒母耳记上那里说到撒母耳母亲哈拿。
Well, earlier we read 1 Samuel chapter 1 and where it was about Hannah.
我们知道哈拿她原来是一个不会生育的一个女人。
And Samuel's mother Hannah was someone who could not give birth prior.
她在祷告神，求神赐给她一个儿子。
And she prayed to the Lord and asked for a child.
她对神说，神都赐给她一个儿子呢，将来这个儿子她要把他归给神，终身做一个拿细耳来服侍神。
And so Hannah said that if the Lord gave her a child, she will dedicate him to the Lord make her son a Nazarite.
说完后来神听她的祷告，就生了撒母耳。
And so the Lord heard her prayer and gave her Samuel.
等到撒母耳断来说呢，哈拿就把他带到示罗那里献给耶和华。
And so Hannah brought Samuel to the temple to offer him up to the Lord.
那刚刚读经说，他就把撒母耳归给耶和华，然后在那里敬拜耶和华。
So it says there. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord, and they worship the Lord there.
我们看见这两处的地方，当一个人在那要奉献的时候，他说他是在敬拜。
And so we see that when she was making the sacrifice, that she was worshiping.
弟兄姊妹，什么是敬拜？
So brothers and sisters, what is worship?
人以为说在聚会里面你有一些动作，有一些什么样方式，你就是一个敬拜。
Many people believe that if you do some activity or do some steps, then you're achieving worship.
圣经很奇妙，把这两处这个敬拜都是跟奉献连在一起。
But the Bible very interestingly links worship to two instances of sacrifice.
敬拜不是做一些动作。
Worshipping is not some action.
敬拜不是在做什么事情叫做敬拜。
Worshipping does not entail just some activity.
什么是敬拜呢？
What is worship?
敬拜呢是一个人在那里承认说你是神，你是独一的神。
Worship is when one recognizes that the Lord is the one and only true God.
你是至圣至荣，你是可称颂，你是位施行奇事的神。
He is majestic in holiness, awesome in praises.
所以当哈拿在敬拜的时候，第一章就告诉我们，他这里会祷告，他祷告说：“耶和华，你是圣的，唯独你是无可比的。”
And so in chapter 2, Hannah offers up the song of thanksgiving and says, "Lord, only you are holy. There's no one that can compare."
敬拜是说一个人在那边承认神，他是独一除他以外没有什么可比的。
That he is the Holy One and there is no one besides the Lord. He is the one and only true God, deserving of my all. He is worthy. Another way to translate worthy is to say of great worth. That no one else's worth can even
compare.
He is priceless.
圣经怎么看见一个人的奉献呢？是根据神在他心目当中到底是价值有多少。
So we see that true worship entails recognizing the value of the Lord in one's heart.
人当敬拜的时候呢，是说神在我们心中你是无价的。
It's recognizing the pricelessness, the unlimited worth of the Lord.
你是无价，你是配得的。
And so that entails us recognizing the Lord is worthy.
你是配得我一切所有的。
He is worthy of my all.
所以我们看见撒母耳的母亲哈拿、亚伯拉在那里敬拜神。
So we see Samuel's mother Hannah and Abraham worshiping the Lord.
他们两个都是在那里把独生的儿子来献给神。
Because they offered up their only son to the Lord.
他们在奉献的时候，他们跟承认神你是配的，你是有价值的。
And as they were offering up their son, they saw the worthlessness, the
matter. 所以，因此在今天，所有奉献多少，根据神在里面的价值有多少。
So today, how much we sacrifice depends on how much we recognize the matchlessness.
神的上心中是有价值的。
Does the Lord have worth in our
lives? 我们的奉献就不一样。
Because that will dictate how we make sacrifice.
神不是掌心都是毫无价值的，说只有一点的价值而已，那我们奉献就很有限。
Because if we attach a price to the Lord, if we say that He is only worth so much, then So, brothers and sisters, how much we offer today depends on how much we view the worth of the Lord.
人常以为说奉献就是我给神什么东西。
People often say that sacrifice is just giving something to God.
当我给神什么东西的时候，好像我就少一些东西。
Because when I give something to God, then I am less, less of that.
甚至我就损失了一些东西。
And it seems like I am at a loss.
但是感谢神，一个敬拜神，一个认识神是无价的。他在那说，我一切，你配得我一切所有的。
But thank God that the one who truly sees.How worthy the Lord is, who is willing to say that he is worthy of my all, because he is worthy. We see David. We see David when he was preparing material for the temple. When he was blessing the Lord in sight of all the assembly. David said, Lord,
你是尊大，你是能，你是尊大能力的，你是荣耀的。
He says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory."
你是强盛的，你是威严的。
And the victory and the majesty.
一切都是你的，凡天上地下都是你的。
Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth.
国度也是你的。
Yours is the dominion.
所以大卫他认识这位神是个至高无上的神，是一个荣耀尊贵，一切都是从他而来的，一切都是应该归给他的。
So David saw that this was the matchless one, that his God was full of greatness and power and glory, all these things.
所以大卫底下就说
，So that's why David says,
我算什么？我的百姓算什么？
But who am I and who are my people?
竟然如此的乐意奉献
That we should be able to offer as generously as this.
因万物都从你而来的
For all things come from you.
我将从你所得的，我来奉献给你。
And from your hand we have given you.
大卫知道他预备这些建造圣殿材料都是从神而来的，从神而得的。
David recognized that all these materials for the temple came from God.
他现在不过是把从神而得来再献给神就是了。
And all he is doing is offering what God has given back to him.
哈拿亚伯兰都是一样，他把从神得来的再献给神。
And Hannah and Abraham are the same way; they are returning to God what God had given to them.
弟兄姊妹，今天神在我们心中的地位有多少，价值有多少
？Brothers and sisters, how worthy is the Lord in your hearts?
若是我们知道这些献给神都是从神而来的。
If we recognize that everything we're giving to God first came from God,
不仅没有什么可夸耀的，更也会说我算什么？我算什么
？Then we will dare not boast, and we would even say, "Who am I?"
我不过是把从你而得的再献给你就是了。
Because I am only giving back to you what you first gave to me.
弟兄姊妹，今天没有一件事情，没有一件所谓圣功能够代替神事情。
Brothers and sisters, there's no activity or thing that can replace God.
唯独神是一切。
Because God is all in all.
这是亚伯兰在那敬拜的一个原因。
This is the reason of Abraham's worship.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天常常把许多神赐给我们的，虽然都是好的，甚至一些属灵的工作也是好的，是神能够托付。
Brothers and sisters, today we have met many good things, including spiritual things which God has given to us.
但是这些都不能代替神自己。
But these things cannot replace God.
唯独神是配得的。
Because only God is worthy.
配得我一切所有的。
Worthy of my all.
我们诗本那首 A.B. 先生所写那首诗歌，他自己。
And there's a hymn in our hymnaries, himself.
从前要的是祝福，今要主自己。
Before, once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
从前我要得医治，现在我要医治的医治者。
Chinese says, once it was the healing, now the healer himself.
从前我是贪求恩赐，现在我要得到赐恩者。
Once his gifts I wanted, now the giver own.
一切在基督主是一切。
All in all, forever Jesus will I sing.
用什么样？我们今天所要的，常常都是主要赐给那些的东西。
So today, we often want the things that God gives to us.
但是有一天，我们就是看见，唯独他才是我们所要的。
Well, one day we will see that everything in Jesus is what we truly want.
因为他是无价之宝。
Because he is matchless.
So, 有一首诗歌，也是这样的话。
And so, there's another phrase in this hymn.
那首诗说，题目说，你的灵齐灰，与那会面过吗
？And the name of the hymn is "Hast thou heard him, seen him, known him?"
那有一节说，是什么使地上偶像，那些美丽能够脱去？
And there's a verse that says, What has stripped the seeming beauty from the idols of the earth?
不是灰心，不是失望，也不是怯言。
Not a sense of right or duty.
乃是无价之宝一现。
But the sight of peerless worth.
弟兄姊妹，不是人的怯言，乃是因为无价之宝耶稣基督在我们里面的显现。
So not because of man's word, but because we see this peerless worth revealed to us through Christ.
我们才知道他的价值。
Then we can know the true worth.
唯独他是神。
Because only He is God.
So we can bow 一生，他在那里追求认识主耶稣基督，成为他至宝。
So we see Paul also pursuing the Lord all his days to make Him his treasure.
虽然神借使徒保罗在各地传福音，建立教会。
And God used Paul to establish many churches throughout the land.
但是那些不是他心中所宝贝的。
But even those things were not what Paul treasured.
他是知道只有神才是他的宝贝。
Because he knew only God is his treasure.
弟兄姊妹，这是个敬畏神的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is one who worships the Lord.
这是个清心的人。
And this is the one who is pure in heart.
怎么样的人是个清心的人呢？
What type of person is the one pure in heart?
诗篇73给我们一个非常好的解释。
And Psalm 73 gives us a really good explanation.
诗篇73一开头告诉我们说，神实在恩待了那些以色列那些清心的人。
Psalm 73 begins with, Surely God is good to Israel, those who are pure in heart.
底下就告诉我们说，哪些人是清心的人呢？
And then what does it say about who are those pure in heart?
是他们在向神说，除你外，除你在天上我还有谁？除你在地上我有所爱慕的。
It is those that says, Whom do I have besides you on this earth?
这是个清心的人。
This is the one pure in heart.
所以主要是说，清心的人有福，他们必得见神。
Because that's why the Lord says, Blessed are those pure in heart, for they shall see God.
因为他们心中结个目的，这个盼望乃是得着神自己。
Because all they want is to obtain God Himself.
所以神能够让他们认识神，并且让他们得着神。
So the Lord says these type of people will be able to see God and receive God.
弟兄姊妹，所以有一天无价之宝在里面显明出来，显现出来。
So brothers and sisters, when this great treasure of matchless worth appears to us,
我们才有真正的敬拜。
Then we will have true worship.
我们才有真正的奉献。
Then we will have true sacrifice.
也可以说。所有服事，所有追求，都根据神的价值占比有多少。
And we'll say that all of our worship, all of our service depends on how we view the worth of our Lord.
那地上事情也是一样。
And it comes to earthly things as well.
一样东西，你若是觉得有价值，你才会花很多钱去买它。
You would only spend a lot of money if you think one is worth that price.
一件事情觉得是非常重要、有价值，你才会花时间、精力去做那件事情。
Only if a thing is worthwhile would you be willing to expend the energy and time to.
若是一样东西实在不值钱，你根本不想去买，那你更不会说我花五毛钱我都不值得。
If something is worthless, you would say, I won't even spend 5 cents to buy it.
属灵事情同样有原则。
This is the same principle for spiritual things. Brothers, if we recognize that God is worthy in our heart, when we see that He is of peerless worth, then brothers and sisters, we do not need other brothers and sisters to motivate us. Brothers and sisters, how often do brothers and sisters try to encourage us, but it seems to be fruitless? But the hymn says that when we see the peerless work of our Lord, then all these idols will be stripped away. So we thank the Lord that when Hannah brought Samuel to the temple to the Lord, when Abraham offered up Isaac to the Lord, worshiped
there.
Because there they recognize that God, you are my all in all, there is no one like you.
And
so we need to ask, as Paul did, for that revelation from the Lord, so that we may truly know Him. Because when we truly know Him, we'll know that His worth is unlimited. Then our service, our prayers, our everything that we do will be different.
So, 在这个时候, 以撒的, 在这个过程当中只问了一句话,
and during this event, Isaac only said one thing. He says, where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
亚伯回答说, 我啊, 神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Abraham said, God will provide for himself a lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And when Abraham bound Isaac on the altar and was about to slay him, then the angel of the Lord said, do not stretch out your hand against the lad. Do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
那个天使说,
the angel of the Lord says, I know that you fear God. How does the angel know that Abraham feared God, since he did not withheld his son, his only son, from God? So we can see, what does it mean fear God? To fear God means that when God has a requirement, that you do not dare to keep anything for yourself, even if it's his only son. He does not dare to keep his only son for himself. He offered up his son to the Lord. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. So thank God. Abraham was able to receive his son once again. Because there, a ram acted as a substitute for his son. And that's why it says in Hebrews 11, he considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received back as a type. Isaac experienced death and life. and was given to Abraham once again. And when Abraham received his son back again, the value is completely different. No longer is it just a fleshly human, but the son he has received back is one who is raised from the dead.
So, 弟兄姊妹，有时候神给你的要求，当我们献上去的，我们不留下，若是留下不给神的话，那个价值会是有限的。
So, brothers and sisters, if there's something in our life that we are unwilling to give up to the Lord, then that thing.
神不是要我们献上，神不是要我们献上一些东西。
Because God does not desire the things that we have.
神乃是要试验我们到底神上心中的价值有多少。
But God wants to test how much is He worth in our hearts.
当人愿意把那些献给神的时候。 很奇妙，有天神又把那些东西归还给他。
And when we give God these things, one day He will give us something back.
在得回那些东西的时候，价值意义是不一样，那是带着复活生命的一个东西。
And when we receive these things back, their value will be completely different because it was raised from the dead.
感谢神。
So thank God.
在那里，神回答他儿子的话说：“神必自己预备做燔祭的羔羊。”
That Abraham there said that God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. And indeed, God did provide for himself that sacrifice. And that sacrifice which took the place of Isaac.
所以在那耶和华就为给那个地方请教耶和华以勒。
And that Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide.
耶和华
The Lord will provide.
感谢神，耶和华预备他所需要的燔祭。
So thank God that the Lord indeed provided for the sacrifice.
今天基督教里面常常提，有时候要做一些事情，做一些事工，常需要一些费用。
And today, sometimes when we do things, it requires expenses.
或是说要盖一个会所。
For example, constructing a new
需要很多的钱
requires a lot of money.
总在常说耶和华以勒，耶和华必预备。
And we often say the Lord will provide.
然后人就用各种方法在筹备钱。
And so man would go do various things to store up money.
或说义卖一些东西，义卖就是买一些东西。
For example, they would trade things.
那最后好像钱又不够，然后就向银行贷款。
And if their money isn't enough, they'll go to the bank to take out a loan.
弟兄姊妹，为什么在那里人说耶和华必有预备？为什么好像还有一些欠缺呢？
So, brothers and sisters, when why in that situation when they say the Lord will provide, there still seems to be some lack.
耶和华一个是发生在什么地方？ 耶和华以勒是发生在什么地方？
Where did the Lord provide?
耶和华以勒呢是在耶和华山上，那耶和华山上必有预备。
It was provided on the mount of the Lord.
耶和华山就是摩利亚山。
And this mount of the Lord refers to Moriah.
为什么在摩利亚山上那里有耶和华预备，能够被称为耶和华以勒呢？
Why is the mountain in that place regarded as a place where the Lord will provide?
因为那里有一个燔祭坛，那里有人的奉献。
Because there is an altar and that there is sacrifice.
因为人在那里先把自己摆上献给神。
There one lay down himself. A sacrifice.
底下才有耶和华以勒的事情发生。
Then was the place named the Lord will provide.
因为我们这是一个属灵原则。
Brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual principle.
今天不管这边每个地方都需要，若是当我们有一些事工需要一些钱的时候。
And when there is something that we are planning to purchase and that requires money, if we are not standing on this mount of the Lord, if we are not standing
in the Lord,
if there is no altar there, then it's not the place where the Lord will
be.
Man may do many different things to try to meet that need.
但是那是自己的方法带来一个结果。
But that is their own doing and their own consequence.
不是耶和华以勒。
It is not because the Lord provides.
只有耶和华以勒，只有神所预备的才算得数。
Because the Lord will provide in case that the Lord Himself prepared that thing.
只有耶和华所预备的，神才能应啊。
only the thing that the Lord had provided will the Lord accept.
送感谢神借那个祭祀的羔羊，神在那耶那亚伯兰奉献以撒。
So we thank the Lord that God accepted the sacrifice that He prepared Himself at that mount.
然后底下神再次来呼召耶和华使者再次来呼叫亚伯兰说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说。”
And so the angel of the Lord said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing, and I have not withheld your son, your only son."
这是圣经第一次应许是借着启示应许的。
So this is the first time where it says, "By myself I have sworn."
论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得到仇敌的城门。
Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore.
底下就告诉我们是因着，万国要因你而得福。
And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies, and your seed, all the nations of the earth, will be blessed.
地上万国都要因你的后裔得福，因为你听从我的话。
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my
voice. 起头神只应许说万国都要因着亚伯兰得福。
So before, it said, all nations of the earth shall be blessed because of Abraham.
现在因着他行了这事，因着他在听从耶和华话，神说，万国都因你的后裔得福。
But now, because Abraham has obeyed God's voice, it says, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
万国为什么要因着他后裔得福？
Why can all the nations of the earth be blessed?
因着亚伯兰在听从耶和华的话。
Because there, Abraham obeyed God's voice.
我们知道始祖亚当就是因为不听从耶和华的话。
You know that Adam did not obey God's voice.
就带来审判咒诅。
And as a result, brought in judgment and the curse.
带来人类的悲剧。
And brought the tragedy of man.
就人就落在罪恶和权势底下。
And so man was then dwelling in this sin.
现在有一个人亚伯拉罕。
And now there's this one man, Abraham. Because he obeyed the Lord's voice. He has brought blessing to all nations of the earth. And to give the people on earth a hope.
And
Galatians tells us that this seed refers to Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见亚伯兰在这所行的这件事所带来的祝福是非常大的。
So brothers and sisters, we see that what Abraham did was a great thing.
是因着他顺从神，听从神的话。
Because he obeyed the Lord's voice.
一开头我说为什么这一章被称是圣经中的大章。
In the beginning, I said that this chapter was regarded as a great chapter.
因为在这里有一幅图画。
Because here there's an illustration.
那要表明耶稣基督的救赎。
That shows the salvation of Christ.
因着他成就救赎工作，救恩就临到我们身上。
And because of his salvation work, this salvation has now come to us.
因为借着亚伯兰献以撒这件事情。
Because through Abraham's offering up of Isaac.
到新约我们就看见，今天父神把他自己独生的儿子赐给世人。
We see in the New Testament that God Himself sent His only begotten Son to us.
所以要从第三章十六节，我们会用熟悉的一句话。
And we are very familiar with what it says in John
3:16.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
当神吩咐亚伯兰说，你将你的儿子，独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒献给现在燔祭的时候。
When Abraham offered up his son, his only son, whom he loved, Isaac, on the altar.
那里那个爱是圣经中第一次出现。
That type of love is the first time that it occurs in the Bible.
这是有特别意义。为什么圣经爱第一次出现在这个地方？
And why does this love appear first in this instance?
这是就是遥指将来神对人的爱。
Because this represents the love that God has for us.
他爱世人到一个地步，甚至将他独生儿子赐给我们，叫一些相信的人不是灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这句话是圣经中的中心思想。
This is the central verse of the Bible.
所以当主耶稣从约旦河受洗，从水里上来的时候，天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And so when the Lord was baptized, when he came out of the water, a voice out of the heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
是神将他独生的儿子，独的所爱的儿子，他所喜悦的儿子，来赐给人，为了人罪被钉在十字架上。
So God gave His beloved Son to the world.To be nailed to the cross for our sins.
约翰书信第四章告诉我们说，什么是爱？神就是爱。
First John chapter 4 tells us what is love, that God is love.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生命。
That God sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
同样在约翰一书第三章十六节，告诉我们说，主为我们舍命。我们从此就知道何为爱。
And 1 John chapter 3 also tells us in verse 16 that we know love by this, that He laid down His life for us.
主为我们舍命，从此我们以后才知道什么叫做爱。
Because the Lord laid down His life for us, from then on do we know what is true.
这爱是无法测透、无法明白的爱。
And this love is unable to be fully comprehended.
这就是为什么我们读到创世二十二章的时候，我们很难明白为什么有这样父亲竟然把他儿子放在祭坛上，要把他火烧掉给神呢？
And this love is so deep that that's why when it comes to what happens in chapter 22, we think to ourselves, before, how could it be possible for a father to be willing to?
我们无法理解。
Yeah, there's no way for us to understand.
我们就世间没有这样的父亲，没有这样的人会做这样的事情。
There's no father in the world who would be willing to do such a thing.
感谢神，我们来到新约就明白，原来这是父的爱。
But we thank God that when we come to the New Testament, we now understand that this is the love of the Father.
是把他独生的儿子所爱而死赐给世人，叫一些相信他的不至灭反得永生。
That He would give His only begotten Son to the world, so that whoever believes shall not perish but have eternal life.
从此我们才稍微知道明白一点什么叫做爱。
Then can we have a better understanding, a more clear understanding of what is this love?
我们承认说我们对这个爱到如今我们还是领会的不多，领受不多。
And we have not received yet a full understanding of this love.
我们完全不明白神父神为什么会做这样的事情。
We still cannot fully comprehend why God the Father would give His Son to us.
只有爱能够解释这件事情。
But this thing can only be explained by love.
所以保罗说这是长阔高深的爱，这是无法诗歌告诉我们说这是无法测度的爱。
So that's why Paul says the breadth, length, height, and depth of this love, this is an immeasurable love.
弟兄姊妹，今天以色列在许多圣徒人，他们都经历到这个爱，这个无限的爱的时候。
And today, the people of the earth, when they experience this love,
他们愿意把他们一生都奉献交托在主的手中。
They are willing to give themselves fully unto the Lord.
一生的爱他，一生的服侍他。
To love the Lord all their days.
因为主耶稣为我们罪被钉在十字架上。
Because the Lord was nailed to the cross for our sins.
神是以无罪的代替有罪的。
God used the sinless one to be the substitute for the
sin. 神是用那义的代替我们这些不义的。
God's righteousness became the substitute for our unrighteousness.
就是那一天用这些公羊来代替以撒。
And that is this ram who took the place of Isaac.
以撒再来问说：“羔燔祭的羊羔在哪里
？”Isaac said, "Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
这是旧约时代一直要问的一个问题。
This is a question that has been asked throughout the Old Testament.
这是历史历代人所要问的一个问题。
This is a question that has been asked throughout the ages.
感谢主，当主耶稣来到地上的时候。
But thank the Lord that when the Lord came to the earth,
施洗约翰看见耶稣的时候，在那喊着说：“再看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
看到神的羔羊背负世人罪孽的。
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
以赛亚五三章告诉我们说，神耶和华神定义将他压伤，使我们使他受痛苦。
Isaiah 53 says that the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief.
以他为赎罪祭。
If he would render himself as a guilt offering.
他成为我们赎罪祭。
He has become our guilt offering.
他救赎我们。
He has saved us.
让我们重新带回到神面前来。
To bring us before God once again.
就是因为有一天主是为我们罪被钉死在十字架上。
All because the Lord was nailed to the cross for our sins.
当我们还在做罪的时候，基督就为我们罪被钉死在十字架，神的爱就显明出来了。
Christ died for us when we were still sinners, and that was when the love of God was manifested.
因为我把我们这些重的罪都归在他身上。
Because He has brought us the sinful ones back into His fold.
感谢神，神借亚伯拉罕献他独生的儿子，他所爱的儿子以撒，来表明要来那个耶稣基督为我们成就救赎工作。
So we thank the Lord that Abraham's offering up of Isaac was foreshadowing God's sacrifice of His Son.
弟兄姊妹，今天若是我们被这个爱所摸着，被这个爱所得着充满的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we are touched by this love, if we are filled by this love,
我们在那边若是有点敬畏神的心，
if we have a worshipful heart,
我们愿意在那把我们愿意一切所有都献给他，
then we are willing to offer up our everything to Him.
我们一生愿意爱他，服侍他。
We'll be willing to love Him and serve Him all our days.
因为什么？实在需要神借圣灵把主耶稣基督的宝贵价值显现启示在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, may we truly come to a fuller understanding of the peerless worth of our Lord.
就是我们属灵生活才要改变，我们奉献的生活才要改变。
Then can our spiritual life see growth? Then can our service see a difference in value?
是什么能够叫这些偶像能够脱去？
What enabled us to strip away all these idols?
弟兄姊妹，实在说来，不是人的劝勉，不是人的教导。
It's not man's word nor man's instruction.
除非有一天耶稣基督启示在里面。
But only through the revelation of Christ.
当主向我们显现启示的时候，我们在那就会承认说。
Only when the Lord gives us revelation, then can we say,
唯独你是神，你是独一真神。
You are the one and only true God.
你是至圣至荣，你是可称颂，你是可畏的神。
You are holy and majestic, awesome and praises.
因此你是配得我一切的敬拜和奉献。
You are worthy of my worship and sacrifice.
你是配得的。
You are worthy.
我应该把一生交托在你面前。
I want to give all that I have unto you.
感谢神。
So thank God.
这是来一张宝贵的圣经。
That this is a very precious chapter.
那我们再重新温习主耶稣基督如何为我们罪被钉死在十字架上。
That causes us to reconsider how the Lord died for us on the cross.
主用舍命，从此我们就知道何为爱。
Christ gave up His life for us, and from then on, now we know what true love is.
巴不得这爱更多夺我们心。
And may this love capture even more of our hearts. So whatever little love that we have, we may give back to Him. So that we can seek to please Him. So may we all offer ourselves up on the altar to fully give ourselves to Him. To give ourselves fully for His use.
将一生的年日就没有突然过去。
Brothers and sisters, then there will be no vanity in our life.
感谢神，爸爸这些话，作为彼此的鼓励。
So may the Lord encourage us with His words.
将重新认识他，知道他实在是至高荣耀神。
So that we may know Him even more and see that He is indeed full of majesty and glory.
他配得我们一切所有的。
He is worthy of everything that we have.
因此我们愿把自己更多奉献给他。
So we are willing to give up even more of ourselves unto Him.
让他心满意足。
So that His heart may be satisfied.
讲到这里，请听众做结束祷告。
This will conclude my sharing. The brother can conclude us with a word of prayer.